朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
请各位翻回到刚才所读的约翰福音第十四章。Let's turn back now to John 14. 这一段的圣经对大部分的信徒来讲不陌生。
To most believers, this is not an unfamiliar passage.
常常在教会追思礼拜的时候，这一段圣经给我们带来许多的鼓励和安慰。
Very often when we are in a memorial service, this passage brings much encouragement.
因为这一段圣经不只是保证信耶稣的人有永远的归属。
Because this passage assures us that for those who believe in him, we have a place to go.
而且在这段圣经里面也保证我们在永恒的当中，我们能够遇见那些先我们而去的信徒。
And there is assurance from this passage that as we enter into eternity, we will meet those who have gone before us.
在三个多月以前，家母去世的前后，这一段圣经给我很大的安慰和鼓励。
And indeed, in the months when my mother was going to leave the world, this passage brings me much comfort.
也因为这一段圣经给我带来的安慰，我说了下面的这一句话。
And because of the comfort from this passage, I said the following words.
对基督徒来讲，分离不是不仅仅是上一次相聚的结束。
For Christians, to say goodbye is not only limited to the sense that we are ending a period of being together.
对基督徒来讲，每一次的分离可以把它看为下一次相聚的开始。
For us as Christians, each goodbye is indeed the beginning of our next getting together.
对没有永恒把握的人来说，
But for those who do not have assurance for their eternal,
生离可以应用这句话，死别却不一定能够运用这句话。
They could apply what I've just said if they are saying goodbye in the physical sense, but then if they are going to be separated by death, they cannot say the same thing.
因为我们当提到生离的时候，我们知道今天的分离，我们再过一段时间，我们会在地球的某地或者某一个时间会再相聚。
Yes, sometimes when we say goodbye, we know that we will meet again in some place else at some other time.
但是当我们提到死别的时候，就不一定有这样的把握。
But when we are separated by death, we do not have this assurance.
但是这段圣经却给我们这样的一个 assurance， 就是我们知道，即使基督徒的死别，我们也有一天在永恒的里面会相聚。
But this passage assures us that as Christians, even when we are separated by physical death, we will be united again in the future.
所以我所说的这一句话，在两三年前，我的儿子到中东去打仗，可以应用。在三个月前，我的母亲的离开照样可以拿来应用。
So the words that I've just said apply to the case when about 2 years ago my son had to go to the Middle East. It also applied 3 months ago when my mother left this world.
今天早上，我愿意从另外一个角度跟大家来思想这一段很熟悉的经文。
But today I would like to meditate with you upon this passage from a different angle.
当然我们最熟悉的刚才所读的这段经文里面就是第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，若不接受我，没有人能到父那里去。
Perhaps the most famous and familiar verse here is verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有注意到约翰福音十四章第六节和我们主题经文的使徒行传四章十二节事实上是一脉相传的。
I do not know whether you've noticed that but this verse 6 of chapter 14 here indeed gives us a same sense as our theme which is taken from Acts chapter 4 verse 12
在使徒行传四章十二节，彼得说：“除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。”
When Peter said, "There is salvation is found in no one else, Because in this world, there's no other name by which we can be saved.
彼得当年宣告，除了耶稣以外，没有别的拯救的道路。
Peter proclaimed that there is no other way of salvation but by the name of Jesus.
主耶稣在这个地方很清楚的也做这样的宣告，说除了他以外，没有一个通天父的道路。
And Jesus proclaimed here that no one can go to the Father except through him.
彼得当年所有的这样一个伟大的思想，这样一个大胆的宣告，很明显的，我们找到了它的来源。
Now we understand where did Peter come up with his bold proclamation.
换句话说，彼得的宣讲是基于他在耶稣基督面前所得到的教导。
Indeed, we can say that Peter had his proclamation only because he had his teachings from Jesus.
很多时候读神学的人在那里寻找这个思想是哪里来的，这个说法是从哪里来的。
Sometimes theologians try to discern where did this thought originate.
在这里我们清楚地看见彼得那个大胆的宣告是从主耶稣而来的。
Here we can be sure that the proclamation of Peter came from Jesus.
因为这两句话我们说有异曲同工之妙。
Because we see that these two verses indeed complement each other.
但是当我们仔细地注意这两节圣经的上下文的时候，
But then when we try to read these verses in their context,
精髓是一样的，但是这两句话对象是不同的。
Even though the spirit is very much the same, the audience is very different.
因为使徒行传四章十二节，彼得是向着当时的那些非基督徒的世界或者反基督教的势力所宣告的话。
The words spoken by Peter were said to those who were unbelievers. Indeed, they were against Christianity.
弟兄姊妹，约翰福音十四章第六节，我们太熟悉了。
But then we're so familiar with this verse.
我们常常看见这节圣经成为大布道会的主题。
And indeed, many evangelical meetings use this verse.
我们发现 Billy Graham 在香港， Billy Graham 在台湾开大布道会的时候，常常在后面写了六个大字：道路、真理、生命。
Indeed, many famous evangelists use these verses as their backdrop.
但是弟兄姊妹，这一节圣经最初出现的时候，不是对非基督徒讲的，是对基督徒讲。
But then we notice here that these words were first spoken to Christians.
圣经里面有两节圣经是非常出名，拿来做布道会常常用的。
There are two verses from the Bible that's quite often used in evangelical meetings.
一个就是约翰福音十四章第六节。
One is the verse that we are looking at.
另外一个呢，就是启示录三章二十节，大家记得这节圣经吗？
And then the other one is Revelation 3:20. Do we remember that verse?
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有人听见我的声音就开门的，我要进到他里面去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Lo, I'm at the door. When I knock and someone opens his heart, I will enter. He and I will be in the feast.
这两节圣经我们是叫做伟大的福音的圣的经文。
Indeed, we use these verses for the purpose of evangelism.
但是弟兄姊妹，这两节圣经最初出现的时候，都不是拿来布道的，都是培灵的，都不是对外的，是对内的。
But then these two verses, when they first appear, indeed was applied for believers.
我今天没有时间讲这一方面，也许下个礼拜有机会跟大家分享。
Today I will not have time to go into this deeper, maybe next week.
那么在这两节的圣经里面，我们很清楚地看到主是对着当年门徒的关切而回答的话语。
Indeed, these words are spoken by Jesus in response to some of the believers' concern.
大家有没有发现第五节是多马问耶稣问题，然后第六节耶稣才说我是道路真理生命，若不接受我，没有人到父那里去。
Indeed, verse 6 is a response to a question from Thomas.
讲到这里，到底我要说明一件什么事情？
So now you probably are wondering, what am I trying to say?
我要让弟兄姊妹明白了解一件事情。
I want you to understand one thing.
当我们定下除他以外别无拯救这个题目的时候，
When we chose the theme, there is salvation is found in no one else.
不是单单鼓励、提醒、勉励教会多传福音而已。
We are not trying to limit our interpretation of this verse to just evangelism.
因为当我们一看到这句话，我们就知道这是传福音的鼓励。
Because when we see these verses, obviously the first response is, "Oh, we're going to emphasize on evangelism."
但是我们找到这一节圣经的根源，《约翰福音》十四章第六节的时候，我们发现这句话也应该是对教会的提醒。
But then when we find the root of this verse, we find that these are words of encouragement to the church.
是的，我们用这句话作为今年的主题，是希望教会能够好好的去传福音，抢救灵魂。
Yes, on the one hand, when we chose this theme, we want to encourage the church to evangelize and to save souls.
但是非常明显的，约翰福音十四章，主耶稣用相同意义的一句话来给当年有许多困扰的门徒，给他们带来答案和一条出路。
But Jesus also used these verses to answer the anxiety of many believers.
十四章第一节告诉我们当时门徒的情况。
When we read verse 1, we find out how the disciples were at.
耶稣对这些门徒说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled.
这个地方不是说 let not your heart be worried, 而是 trouble。 换句话说，这个地方它很明显的那个忧虑的层面和我们一般对忧虑的了解不一样。
The word that's used here is troubled, not worried.
因为在一般的 worry 一般的忧虑，在耶稣基督登山宝训的时候曾经讲过。
Because the Sermon on the Mount was aimed towards the ordinary level of worry.
那个 ordinary level 的 worry 是什么呢？就不要愁吃什么喝什么，不要愁明天有什么难处和问题。
In other words, let's not worry about what we are to eatWhat we are to wear, because we have enough worries for today.
门徒在这里并不是为明天吃什么喝什么，或者是物质上面的需要在那里忧愁。
Obviously, it is not what they are to eat, to wear that is on the minds of the disciples here.
门徒到底在约翰福音十四章，耶稣说你心里不要忧虑，他们忧虑什么？
So when Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled, what are they troubled about?
我们要了解一下这一段圣经的背景。
Then we have to understand the background of these verses.
不要忘了哈，这个时候耶稣的门徒跟耶稣已经跟了三年。
We have to remember that the disciples have followed Jesus for almost 3 years.
为什么我说三年呢？
Why do I say 3 years?
因为从约翰福音十二章开始，就是开始耶稣到耶路撒冷最后一个礼拜生活教导的一段记载。
Because when we read chapter 12 of John, we understand this is the week before his passion.
13章到16章 ,13,14,15,16, 四章的圣经是在那一个礼拜的时间里面耶稣耳提面命对门徒的一些教导。
Chapters 13 through 16 indeed is the last week of Jesus' life on earth.And it contained many precious teachings.
为什么耶稣要这样耳提面命对着这些门徒说那些重要的话呢？
Why is Jesus spending time to say these words to his disciples?
因为他们不久就要接耶稣的棒。
Because in a short while, they will have to receive the baton from Jesus.
我们刚才读到十二节不是提到耶稣说你们将来要做比我更大的事吗？
Jesus said in verse 12, you are going to do greater things than what I did.
所以对这些门徒来讲，他们是在一个非常重要的一个关键。
So indeed, we can say they are at a very important point.
他们跟主朝夕相处已经有三年的时间。
They have followed Jesus and lived with him for 3 years.
他们听见耶稣告诉他们说，前面他们就要承担这个天国的大业。
But now they hear Jesus telling them that in a short time, they will have to carry on the task.
他们忧虑什么呢？
So what are their concerns?
我花了两三个礼拜思想这一段的经文。
I've been thinking about these verses for 2 to 3 weeks.
当我在神的面前思想，也在主的面前祷告的时候，
And as I pray over these verses,
我说主啊，把这一段圣经打开在我的面前，我愿意跟弟兄姊妹来分享。
I beseech the Lord to open these verses to me so I can share them with you.
在这里我起码看见这些门徒有两个非常 也许表面不一定马上看得出来的一个困扰。
I feel that there are at least two things that are not very obvious that would be troubling them.
第一个，我把它叫做角色的困扰。
I guess the first trouble is troubling over what their role is.
或者叫做角色的危机。
Or the crisis of their roles.
第二，信仰的困扰或者信仰的危机。
Or the second point could be called the crisis of faith.
我们先看什么叫做角色的困扰和危机。
Let's look at the first point where they may be troubled.
什么时候耶稣说你们心里不要忧愁？
At what point did Jesus say, do not let your hearts be troubled?
又是十四章第一节。
That is the first verse in chapter 14.
是在十三章接下来的。
So it harks back to chapter 13.
所以我们要找他忧愁的原因，我们要回过前面看十三章到底发生什么事情。
So we need to find out what happened in chapter 13.
十三章的十八节到三十节，主耶稣预告他自己要被十二个门徒中间的一位出卖。
From verses 18 to 30 in chapter 13, Jesus indeed made a prediction that one of him will betray him.
然后从三十一节到三十八节，十三章哈，十三章的三十一节到三十八节呢，主耶稣不只是预告他要被出卖，而且他也预告。彼得要否认他。
And then in the same chapter, verses 31 to 38, Jesus predicted that Peter will deny him.
然后呢，他就说，你们心里不要忧愁。
Then Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled.
所以很明显，上面这两个预告和他们现在的忧愁有关联的。
Therefore, the two predictions before must be linked to their troubles.
为什么当耶稣说犹大要卖，彼得要否认，然后他们就有这样的一个困扰呢？
When Jesus said, Judas will betray me and Peter will deny me, how would that trouble the disciples?
我们稍微思想一下当时门徒的感觉。
Let's try to enter into the feelings of the disciples.
他们跟耶稣可以这样讲说，耶稣是的，我们是不完全。
They could say to Jesus, we are not perfect.
我们是蛮糟糕的。
Indeed, we are not, we have not reached your standard.
但是我们不会糟到那个地步嘛。
But we will not be at that bad a level.
我们还有良心啊，主啊。
We still have our conscience.
你对我不薄，不薄，你这个，我们都知道。
You have treated us very fairly.
你说我们稍微发一顿，跟你发一顿脾气，跟你吵一顿架，这个有可能。
Yes, if you say we may lose our temper with you now and then, that may be true.
我的祷告你怎么突然不听呢？我会跟你发脾气，这有可能。
Sometimes I may argue with you because you did not answer my prayer.
你爱他不爱我，有的时候我会嫉妒一下，这个有可能。
Yes, sometimes I feel pangs of jealousy because I feel you love this person more than me.
但是说我们要卖你，说我们要否认你。主啊，这是不可能发生在我们身上。
But how can you say that we will betray you and that we will deny you?
但是三年的时间跟耶稣朝夕相处。
For 3 years, they lived with Jesus.
他们知道主耶稣从来没有说过一句不会实现的话。
But they knew Jesus never uttered words that will not be fulfilled.
因为他们知道耶稣说话是算话。
Because they know what Jesus said is the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这句话太重要。
This is important.
我们要相信耶稣说话算话。
We have to believe in what Jesus says.
诗篇三十三篇告诉我们说，耶和华神说有就有，命立就立。
Indeed, Psalm 33 tells us that the word of the Lord is the foundation of all things.
所以他们心里面很矛盾。
So in their heart is this anxiety.
非常困扰。
They are troubled.
他们照镜子看自己。
As they look into the mirror and see themselves.
他们怎么看都不像卖耶稣的人。
They cannot see themselves as a betrayer of Christ.
他们怎么看都不会觉得自己会否认耶稣。
They cannot see themselves denying him.
你看彼得怎么讲。
What did Peter say?
彼得在十三章末了，他说我愿意为你舍命啊，主啊，你不要搞错了，让我搞错。
Peter said, Lord, I will even die for you.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起 来结出传福音的好果子。